For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. There are new ways to buy and sell your home in Atlanta, and one of those is OfferPad. It's called iBuy, and that's kind of the slang term that has been given to the way to sell your home in the Atlanta area. And I have brought in Courtney Reed with OfferPad. And Courtney, there have been some different companies that are doing what OfferPad is doing, but we have a lot of people. OfferPad has been around for several years now in the Atlanta area, but people may not know the concept of OfferPad. So can you give us a little snapshot about what it's all about?
Right. So as you mentioned, there are several new companies that are coming into this space, and OfferPad is a little bit different than some. We have a different model. What we do is we buy and sell homes directly from the consumer. So we're eliminating stress, eliminating a lot of fees that people have to pay, and really just providing a convenient new on-demand service.
Okay. So paint this picture for me. Say I am selling a home. How do you find out about me, and how do I go through this process?
So if you're selling a home, you would actually reach out to OfferPad. Mm-hmm. So go online, offerpad.com. You type in your address. You provide some information about your home, if you've done any upgrades or what you know that needs to be fixed on the house. You can upload pictures so that we can really see what you're working with. And then within 24 hours, we're actually going to be providing you a really competitive offer on your home based on the information you provide, based on the comps, the neighborhood trends, the market trends, and we're going to be providing you that offer, like I said, within 24 hours.
Now, all the commercials I hear for OfferPad, I set my closing date, I set my moving date. I mean, it's almost like, you know, everything fell out of the sky with fairy dust on it, that this is tailored completely to what I want, when I want it, how I want it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. This is what consumers want. So this is what we're seeing in the marketplace. You get to choose your closing date. So on average, it can take about 90 days from start to finish. Mm-hmm. So when somebody puts their house on the market, and then you have people doing walkthroughs and strangers coming in your home.
Right.
And then the next.
Then you have to fix everything.
You have to fix everything.
Fixed.
Absolutely. You have to fix everything and get it market ready. Once you find the buyer, now you just have to hope that everything goes through. Funding goes through. They don't back out. So it can take about 90 days or so. And what OfferPad is saying is that consumers are actually wanting to go through this process closer to a month. So about 32 days. Like you said, they get to choose their closing date. You know, if they want to move in a week or if they want to move in 6 months, they can choose that closing date with OfferPad. But we're seeing that they want to move, you know, closer to that 32 days.
So I don't have to fix anything. Say I have some roof shingles that need to be repaired. I've got some minor plumbing problems. Am I going to need to fix these things for OfferPad before we close?
So if there's major, there's significant issues with your house, we ask that you tell us that up front so that that can be taken into when we provide you the offer on your house.
Okay.
Now, once that actually, if you accept the offer, we will send out our own appraiser and somebody to walk through the house. If it's the condition that you had stated, then we can move forward on that offer. If there's things that were not claimed to us up front, or if there's things that we were able to find, then we will work with you on the back end on who goes and fixes that. So you'll have an option to either do that yourself and find your own construction workers or somebody to come and repair your house. Or you could say, you know what, OfferPad, I really don't want to deal with this. I'm trying to move on to the next house. Can you guys just please, take that on? And then we may or may not have to negotiate the offer.
So Is OfferPad for those people who need to sell their house because they have another house that they're trying to get in quickly, or they have a corporate type move that they're planning and they just need to get onto the next city? Or is it also for that family who just wants to move to another neighborhood because of schools? But are you getting your optimum price for your house?
Right. So that's a great question. People ask us a lot, you know, who is your customer? Who's the are you skewing more towards the younger generation? And actually, we're seeing all across the board for the exact reasons that you listed out. So if you're relocating and you have just a few weeks to move to a whole new city, you have a lot on your plate. The last thing you want to do right now is get your house ready, show ready,
right.
Have people coming in and out. Do you have to get your kids out of the house? Are you going to have to take your pets to a pet hotel?
It becomes a full-time job.
Absolutely.
To sell and buy a house.
It really does. It does. And so we see people that are relocating. We see people, you know, sometimes in dire needs that just want to get out of their house within a week or two and don't want to have any of the stress or uncertainty of knowing what they're going to get for the house. But then we actually see that consumers will, once they write down and they think about how much money they're going to spend with a traditional real estate agent process and how much money they're going to spend with OfferPad, they actually go with us. That, you know, if you...
Oh, I didn't think about commissions. We're going to have to talk about commissions, where that falls with OfferPad.
Right. Well, I mean, if you think about the fees itself. So if your house is going to be on the market for 2 or 3 months, you're paying an additional mortgage fee, HOA fees, all your utility fees. You're also going to be doing the upgrades and making your house show ready like we discussed. So if you went with an OfferPad, now you're no longer having those fees. So right there, you're going to be saving money. When we see consumers that are buying a new build, this is something that's really been an issue and really a stress point for consumers. So let's say you want to go buy a new house, right? You have a new house being built and you find out it's going to be done in 4 months. Well, OfferPad, you reach out to us and you choose your closing date. So if you need to stay in that house until your new build is completed, you can go that route. But then I actually was just speaking with a customer the other day, and she told me she had to change her close date with OfferPad 5 times because of the new builder.
And that
five
would
times.
Never happen in the traditional real estate world.
Absolutely not. No, you're out when your closing date
right.
happens. You're out. So she told me, you know, she has a disabled husband, and she was like, I don't know where we would have been. Would we have been in a hotel for months?
Yeah.
You know, she said it was a huge convenience to know that she had that certainty in the back of her mind that if she needed to move her closing date because of her new build not being complete, that she could look to OfferPad for that.
And so many people have lost out on houses because they had a contingency
right.
on another house where that would not be a problem with OfferPad.
Absolutely, yeah. So if you, let's say you find your dream home,
mm-hmm.
Most people are already done. You know, you're already done with your old house. You don't really want to think about
right.
You just want it off your hands so you can start your new life in your new
Once
home.
Once you've made that decision.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like buying a car, right? The old car, you're like, okay, I just want it gone. I want
right.
to move on to the new car. But it can be, you know, when you're talking about one of the largest financial assets in your name, it definitely can be contingent on if your house sells or not. And if you're looking at your new house and it's a couple months, you may think it's a couple months before everything closes. People don't know, when do I put my house on the market? You know, when do I choose my closing date? Am I going to be get on time? I have to move twice and put all my stuff into storage, where OfferPad provides the solution so you don't have to move twice. You move into your new home when you're ready to move into your new home.
Okay, so let me get this straight. There's no commission.
There are fees. Yes. So OfferPad does have fees. We do have a 6% commission, just like you would with a traditional
okay.
real estate agent. And then depending on the market, your neighborhood, your home, there may also be additional fees that we will have to take on. But remember, OfferPad is taking on all the risk. So we are the ones that now are going to be sitting with your house, whether that sells in
yeah.
2 days or in 6 months.
What do you do with all these houses?
We don't lowball them and put them right back on the market the next day and try to get a higher price. What we do is, because the consumer does not want to get the house show ready, we take on that responsibility. So once the house closes and it's now an OfferPad home, we will make it up to date with minor renovations of, you know, maybe it's new carpet, fresh coat of paint, things that a new buyer is going to walk in and be ready to
mm-hmm.
to just, you know, be in that house. So we will get them back on the market as soon as we can. And once they're fresh and they're ready for it, we then work with buyers to buy the homes.
Okay. This is just a new way of buying and selling your home in the internet world.
It is. And think about every industry has had some significant changes, right? You were told never get in a car with a stranger, never let a stranger, you know where you live. Now you summit Uber or Lyft to get in a stranger's car and tell them exactly where you live and where to drop you off. We've seen significant changes in the entertainment world with, you know, Netflix and Hulu and providing that on-demand service. And it's time for the real estate market to change. It really is. There has not been many significant changes over the last 10, 100 years of this process.
So how do people find out about OfferPad, and what do they contact you through a website?
Yes. So we start, the first step is going online to offerpad.com, type in your address, and you're going to fill out a survey about your home when you're looking to move. It'll upload pictures. Like I said, it gives you, you know, just a better, it gives OfferPad an better idea of the house, that the upgrades that you've done. We want to take all those into consideration. You know, we want to make sure that we're providing you the best offer. And then what we'll do is we'll work with our region. So, you know, for example, Atlanta, we have an office out here in Atlanta. We have real estate experts in the market. They know the neighborhood. They are looking at the comps. They know what the industry is doing specifically in that city. And then they will go ahead and make you that offer within the 24 hours.
Okay, great. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, more of your information on OfferPad. The real estate buying world is changing, and for the better. And it's taking the hassle and the work off your shoulders and putting it on other companies. And you'll get the best dollar you can for your home. And we're talking more with Courtney Reed from OfferPad. We're taking your questions right after this. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. The real estate market is changing quickly, and I want you to be on the cutting edge of that. So that's why we're talking to Courtney Reed of OfferPad today, talking about buying and selling your home the best way possible. So OfferPad is a part of a whole changing way of buying and selling your home. And what are the problems that OfferPad is trying to solve right now, Courtney?
Right. Thanks, Belinda. So OfferPad is trying to provide a convenient, simple solution for customers. If you're interested in selling your house, you know the pain points that can come along with it. And OfferPad is really taking technology and real estate expertise and marrying them together to provide a simple solution for consumers, an easy way for them to sell their homes.
Okay, great. Well, how can they get in touch with you?
OfferPad.com is the easiest way to get in touch with us. And you can go online and put your information in, your property address, and a little information about your home and what you want us to know about it. And then we'll reach back out within 24 hours and make you a competitive offer on the home.
Okay, this next half hour, I really want to get deep into how OfferPad got started. I'm really intrigued with this whole industry and the changes that are happening. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're talking about real estate, and we're talking about OfferPad. It's part of a new real estate buying and selling, a new solution called iBuyer is the slang term that's being given to it. It's called OfferPad. And I have Courtney Reed in the studio. And Courtney, I'm so intrigued with this new way of buying and selling real estate and the new benefits to the consumer, basically. It seems like it's just a no-brainer. I'm just intrigued on how OfferPad got started.
Right. No, that's a great question. So OfferPad was co-founded by Jerry Coleman and Brian Baer. Both of them have extensive real estate experience, so 10, 12 plus years each in various real estate fields. Mm-hmm. Brian, in particular, has been nominated as one of the top selling real estate agents in the country from a couple different organizations throughout the years. So he definitely knows what the consumer and the seller and the buyer are looking for. Brian was able to start a concierge kind of service, we like to call it, where he took his homeowners that were selling through him, he took them to another level. He really provided them services that most real estate agents weren't doing, whether that's taking care of their home maintenance, their yard.
Wow.
taking care of their pool. Anything that the seller had stressed about, his team was able to really put that at ease. So he started that, you know, years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how a lot of our convenience and our simple factor and making it easier on the seller has transformed into OfferPad. And we look at our other co-founder, Jerry Coleman, who has years of experience. He was one of the founders of Invitation Homes. So when the market wasn't doing too hot, they were there and they were in the trenches.
Yeah.
And dealing with, you know, the sellers and the buyers and how we were going to get through this. So it was great to see that they have that experience that's now led into what OfferPad is today.
So how long has OfferPad been on the market?
OfferPad started in 2015, so we are still fairly new, but we've bought and sold thousands of homes. And, you know, when we talk about our co-founders and our leadership team, you know, they have about 100,000 homes under their belt, either they bought, sold, or renovated over the last 10, 12 years.
What kind of growing pains have you had as you've gotten off ground?
That's a great question. So we're obviously here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
We are available in only 8 markets. So we make sure that before we open a new market, that we have the real estate expertise and the knowledge in that market so that we can take care of our sellers properly. So Atlanta is lucky enough,
yeah,
along with some other cities, to have that experience. We have, you know, boots on the ground. We have people right here in the market that can really help the sellers.
I see that, you know, as far as demographics, I see that millennials would absolutely love this concept. Do you have demographics that just haven't grabbed on to this concept yet?
So we don't really see our demographic, our customer base is very wide. So to your point, the millennials, the on-demand consumer, wanting to do everything quick, easy, online,
right,
absolutely, this is a great, you know, solution for them. But we also see a lot of people who have sold a house before and had, you know, pretty horrible experiences that don't want to go through that again.
Yeah.
And just say, OfferPad, please come to, you know, take this house off of our hands so that we can move into our next home. We also see people that maybe aren't that educated in the real estate traditional process and are looking to us as a resource to again, take that off of their hands and have an easy solution. So we see everybody from very young on first time home buyers to experienced people that have sold 10 houses plus throughout their life that are now turning to OfferPad.
So how close to asking price, if I were going to sell my home the traditional way versus, and you may not can give me an answer on this, versus a traditional way versus OfferPad, how close of am I going to get to my actual asking price?
Right. So we get that question a lot, and we try to look at it as a bigger picture. Let's just say that you have a house that you're educated, right? You've gone online. You think you know what your house is worth. So let's just say you think
you know. And you always think it's worth more than it actually is.
True. Very, very true. If you think your house is worth $250,000, then you're going to work with a real estate agent. You now have to determine with them, are we putting the house on the market for $240, $245, $260? It depends on what's going on in your neighborhood. So you don't know what you're going to walk away with if you think your house is worth $250. If you reach out to OfferPad within just, you know, a day, you'll know exactly what you're going to walk away with after all of the fees and the process that you would go through with us. You'll know what you're going to get. We come very, very close to what people think that their house is worth.
Okay.
You have to, again, we go back, the consumer's educated. They know what they think they can get for their house. So we want to be in line as much as possible as we can with that. But it does vary depending on the market and what's going on in your neighborhood.
And this model wouldn't work if the consumer were not getting very close to the asking price because nobody's going to take a big hit on their house.
You're dead on. That's exactly true. Yeah. You're too educated. You have everything at your fingertips. You know, you have the different sites that you can go on that are estimated what you're going to get for your home. So we absolutely cannot go in and have a significant decrease in what you think that your house is worth.
Now, do you do condos and townhomes or just single family homes?
So every market is different on what OfferPad typically buys. We don't buy all homes. So we want to make sure that, you know, what we're trying to do is buy a home that other people are going to want to buy from you. So there are, you know, certain kind of areas where we fall into where we do better in. And like I said, every market's different. Mm-hmm. So we encourage anybody to go online and see if OfferPad would be the right solution for them.
Okay, great. Now, do I need to set up my financing ahead of time? How does that work?
So when it comes to financing, you know, we see this with new home builders a lot where somebody will go in and they can use their preferred lender through a new home build and get all set up. OfferPad is working on getting the solution to be a resource for all.
Oh, wait a minute. So you're getting ready to do some...
OfferPad wants to not only give a solution for people to sell their homes, but we want to be a one-stop transaction.
Wow.
So where the time will come where you will be able to get everything that you need, where you can come to OfferPad, sell your house, get the financing that you need, and then turn around and buy a home as well.
That is tremendous. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Courtney Reed. She's the director in communications and outreach for OfferPad. And OfferPad is a one-stop shop and about to be really one-stop shop way to buy and sell your home. So if you can give us just a little synopsis in case someone's just joining us.
Right. Sure. OfferPad is a solution for people looking to sell their home, whether that's a home you want to sell in a week or a home you want to sell in 2 months. You can go online to OfferPad.com and put in a request for an offer. You put in your house address. You put in a little bit of information about what you've done to the house, any concerns or any things that you've actually already upgraded. So we can get a good idea of where your home is at. And then we do thousands of touch points of data to make you that offer, everything from neighborhood comps to our own kind of resources and proprietary data, where we're able to provide that very comprehensive and competitive offer.
That is great. And so you're not having to worry about the termite inspector, and you're not having to worry about this inspector and
no,
that inspector.
No, you're really not worrying about anything anymore. You're really worrying about if you're ready to move. So you're not worrying about showing your home. You're not worrying about your pets. You're not worrying about keeping the house clean. You're not worrying about paying two mortgages. What if you buy another house in a month so you don't lose on it? Are you paying two mortgages and two fees and utilities and everything? You're not really worrying about anything anymore if you choose OfferPad.
So what are the other cities that OfferPad's in?
So OfferPad is in 8 markets right now. We've most recently launched in Charlotte, as obviously mentioned here. Mm-hmm. We're in Atlanta. We're also in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Orlando, Salt Lake City, and then we're headquartered out in Phoenix.
Okay, so here I'm going to help you grow a little bit. I think OfferPad needs to have a moving service. And you need to add that to your list?
We actually do.
Somebody beat me to it.
Yes, another idea to help us grow. But we actually do. We offer a free move. So I'm glad that you brought that up. Consumers that are looking to move within 50 miles, OfferPad actually moves you for free.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know what the downside. I mean, here I'm racking my brain so I don't sound like an infomercial. I'm racking my brain trying to find a downside to this, and I haven't yet.
I mean, the only downside is that we're only in 8 markets right now, you know, that we're not able to provide this solution across the U.S. But we're in these 8 markets because these are the markets we know best. And this is where we feel we're best suited to provide those offers to consumers.
So if I am selling my home and I'm going to use OfferPad, but I haven't found a home yet, are there homes that I can look at on OfferPad?
Yes. So OfferPad has a really cool thing that we actually do. You can access a house that's being sold by OfferPad without a realtor, without anybody. So if you see one of our orange for sale signs or you go online and then in your city and you look up what homes OfferPad has, you go up to the house and you'll have a text code that you text message, and we actually will just unlock the door for you. So you can walk in and you can view the home on your own terms without any pressure from anybody else there. You can come back. And I mean, it's called instant access, and that's what we do. We're giving you instant access to the homes that we have on the market.
This is tremendous. This is just a great way to buy and sell your real estate where it's no hassle and it's on your terms and you are truly in the driver's seat. Courtney Reed, I want to thank you so much for being in the studio. And you want to give out the website?
Yes. Yeah. Consumers interested in looking to sell their home with OfferPad can visit OfferPad.com. And yeah, we look forward to hearing what people have in the market. And, you know, we're ready to buy your house.
All right, Atlanta. Log on to the website and see what's going on. OfferPad. This hour of Atlanta Living has been brought to you by OfferPad. Stay tuned. Breaking Chews is next. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Hey, welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews, our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesAndSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. So we have a new restaurant in a historic landmark.
Yeah, I mean, I love Atlanta, and I grew up here, but it's so disappointing the lack of historic building preservation we have. I mean, there's so few landmarks that have been spared the wrecking ball. And I love all the new construction. Don't get me wrong. But I just love it when someone takes the time to preserve an old gem and then retrofit it,
yeah,
you know, into something special. And that's precisely what you have at the all-new Rose and Rye in Midtown.
All right.
So this is directly next to the Woodruff Arts Center. It's hiding in plain sight. It's a 1910-ish mansion that is affectionately known as the Castle. This home has seen so much history over the years. Now it's in the capable hands of an architect named Mike Latham, and he's been patiently transforming it into this fascinating multi-layer fortress. It's just one of the most interesting dining settings you can imagine, and it's still got the original framework. The architecture's all there, but it's far from stuffy. It's very modern, elegant. It's even kind of hipster now.
Oh,
so
cool.
Rose and Rye also has great food. It's really skillfully presented by executive chef Lindsay Owens. Now, she's one of the most talented chefs in the city, but she also, you know, happens to be a woman. I don't, you know, get too mixed up in the whole sex of the chef, but we have a scarcity of women chefs in the city, and that's why I just want to point it out and really applaud her. She is fantastic. So Chef Owens has a very simple, it's a one-sheet menu. It's right down the fairway, beautiful, you know, American cuisine. There's a slight Southern flair to it. I had a steak tartare, a chilled yellowfin tuna. They do a beautiful pork tenderloin and a buttery soft filet mignon. And then I finish off with a flourless chocolate cake with bacon, fat, caramel, pecan, popcorn. I mean, just really clever, really well executed. They're very confident dishes. They're memorable and Instagram worthy. Of course, with a name like Rye, Rose and Rye with the word rye in it, you know the cocktails are good.
Oh, yeah.
So the next time you're down seeing a show at the Fox or the Symphony or going to the High Museum, or you just want something really special, unique and spectacular. Rose and Rye, right now they're just doing dinner, but brunch is coming soon.
Oh, excellent. Where can we find you during the week, sweetheart?
I've got a lot of pictures up at BelindaSkelton.com, but follow me on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Bites N Sites, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.
You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.